Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. It is the build-up show, Liverpool versus Manchester City. Half four kickoff Sunday. We've somehow managed to get through, you know, ups and downs, chills and spills, and one of the dullest games of football and 3 points against Genk. But it's here. It's finally here. I feel like even though we're still days away from the game, it's like an extended Christmas Eve somehow. Mr. Chris Pajak,
yeah.
What a game of footy this is.
I'm not looking forward to it at all. There's so much riding on it, Paul. When we won the game at the weekend, my brain switched into City mode. I've forgotten all about, literally forgot about Genk. And I'm like, oh my God, we've got to play Manchester City next. Oh my God, we've got to play Manchester City next. And it's going to get progressively worse. And it's going to crescendo before kickoff. And then we're going to be in the ground and I'll be all right. But I am proper worried about this game.
It's that thing of, you're right, because it was... Well, we've taken the Fabinho gamble. We've made sure he's not got his yellow card. And it never occurred to me, like, we could have played him against Genk and he could have broken his leg. Because you're right, I immediately was like, right, that's it. Everything's set. Fabinho's set and ready for the weekend. I mean, all told, I think that our preparation for this game is just pretty much as good as it could have been in terms of the fitness of things. But we'll talk about that in a minute. I mean, Dad, the anticipation for this, it's because we've still got a few days, I'm in pure excitement mode over this, because as much as, you know, I feel like the show might be a bit of a roller coaster because we're going to have to talk about the worst case at some point. The opportunity here and all the things around it, look, the Man City are incredible. They're an absolutely brilliant side, and we're playing at a ludicrous level is the only reason why they are behind us in the table at the moment, and maybe a little bit of luck here and there, but This is what it's all about.
It is, absolutely. And we can't be going into a game like this in better shape.
Yeah.
You know, we're 6 points ahead of them, so we've got a cushion. Whatever happens,
yeah.
You know, we've got a nice cushion, which was on, you know, on the brink last weekend when we were a goal down to Villa,
yeah,
with 3 minutes to go. You know, we faced the prospect of only having 3 points, which we could lose in the game against City. And to have been top all season and not beaten and then lose that in one game.
Yeah.
But now that's impossible. So I think we can relax and we can enjoy the game. Can't we, Chris?
No. There's no fucking chance I'm enjoying this game. I'm so nervous. And this is the games that you're supposed to look forward to. These are the games that, you know, matter more than anything. But I'm always like this when it comes to a big game. And I don't think we've had a bigger game in the Premier League.
Yeah,
that I can remember.
No, and you're right.
The City one from 13-14 actually was the only other one that came to. I was probably a bag of nerves then. I can't remember, but I'm sure it was.
But again, it was one of those things where it was surrounded by pomp and circumstance. We did the coach greeting before, and then when you do that stuff, you feel like you're part of it, Ross. But how are you feeling in this one, Ross? Because I think we kind of alluded to it already. In terms of getting this squad, and I mean that squad, ready for this game right now, you know, you've rested players, you've ensured Fabinho's not suspended. Great tick. We did that at the weekend and we got through against Villa. In the midweek, you've secured 3 points to go top of the Champions League group. Tick, job done in that. You've managed to rest Firmino, you've rested Henderson, you've rested Robertson, you've got all that. The squad...
Mane as well.
The squad, I think, it feels... Right, it feels ready. What I mean by this is that City can still beat you because City are amazing, but in terms of preparation, it does feel to me like this is the most ready and oiled we'll have been going into this game in a long time.
Yeah, I felt fine until 5 minutes ago. Now I feel sick about it, but you're right. I think It helps the fact that in preparation, it's not for us, but for Man City as well. If they don't know who we're going to play, really. We've got so many options in midfield. You know, Naby Keita was probably, in the first half yesterday, probably the best that we've seen him so far this season. You could argue he could start, Chamberlain could go in the midfield as well, but equally, Gini was superb last night. So I think we're at a good advantage of having the healthy competition between players who can start and how we set up. And I mean, like Chamberlain playing a nine, I don't think that will happen.
No.
But it's an option during the game at some point, which we'd never considered before. City, depending on who they play, who's injured, who isn't injured, and whatever mind games Guardiola's got in. I think Rodri was rooted to be fine, despite being out for 6 weeks.
So well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because you never really know. The list of players, like David Silva, Pep Guardiola said, it's a muscle, and that's a guaranteed 10 or 12. Yeah, he's starting. Rodri is supposed to be back after the international break, so don't be shocked if he's back for this one. Zinchenko's December, Sané January, Laporte February, so less likely for those three. But I look at the played Atalanta midweek, but just looking at the league game against Southampton at the weekend, the team they put out, regardless of that, and regardless of the fact that David Silva obviously ends up coming off the pitch in that one, they've still got Walker and Angelino, who can play fullback. Cancelo's on the bench there. So, oh no, gutted that you've got injury. You know, Mendy's not involved, and who's the other fullback who's out of this one? But you know, the point is,
Zinchenko.
I'm sorry, Zinchenko was mentioned there. You can still put £100 million worth of fullbacks on the pitch, excess, you know, out on in the matchday squad. Gundogan's in there, De Bruyne's in there, you still got Bernardo Silva in there, you still got Foden on the bench, Jesus on the bench, Otamendi on the bench, Mendy on the bench, Mahrez on the bench, Cancelo on the bench. I think I feel like there's a narrative that they're building for this, Ross, where poor old Manchester City and all their injury problems. And look, they've got injury problems. I'm not trying to take that away from them, but look, it always falls on deaf ears with them because they've had the depth and the funding to create the depth there. They've got a different playing field for the rest of us.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I think the media might portray them as underdogs for this game, and I don't think it's ever happened in the time in recent years before. They will. They're a strong side, whatever. I don't think Liverpool can gamble, whatever. But they need to win this game, I think. And you know, it's all the media stuff that comes afterwards that I'm probably the same as you, is why I'm so nervous for it. I was thinking, you know, it's 3 points then, and it's like Liverpool bottom of the league or City catch up and stuff like that. But equally, you mentioned their bench there. I think Liverpool are in a strong position. You put Chamberlain, Origi for the first time yet last night. I thought he's playing with confidence. I just thought he was an impact player. I know it was Genk and Man City's a total different ball game. But I'm still confident we're putting him in within the side, well, and producing something.
That's why the Genk game was really important, I thought. It's not that because we didn't put in a phenomenal performance, but it was another really good outing for Oxlade-Chamberlain, as you say. It was a solid outing for Keita. It was a really good outing for Origi. You're dead right. Not necessarily that any of these lads are going to start, but they don't need to start.
No.
Because what we've shown this season is that we'll play till the 95th minute if we have to. And all of those lads have played important roles, Divock Origi being the shining light of this over more than just the season, going back to last season, of course. That heroism off the bench doesn't matter how you win this game. You want as many options to win it as possible.
I think it might play into our hands as well, because I know Manchester City play an attacking style of football, but I think in recent games like Aston Villa or Spurs that we've won, I don't think they've actually gone all out for it, which is I think playing Manchester City might suit us. I eat my own words here, but them coming out and attacking opens up our play. I don't see them attacking.
Well, that's the big debate.
I think they play exactly the way they did last year, which is trying to make sure the lines are all closed and we don't attack them and hope that they'll get a break.
Well, I think
like they almost did last year.
It's a very interesting. I think Pep Guardiola's brain is going to be a mess.
Away with the draw, they'll be quiet.
Does he trust his defence though?
Well, he's got Otamendi back. He's got Stones back. Fernandinho's available, isn't he?
But he's been putting Fernandinho ahead of John Stones in the past couple of weeks.
Well, Fernandinho and Stones started the game against at the weekend.
But it's why I don't think he'll attack that much, because I'm not too sure their defence on its own is going to survive. He's going to play a system which protects his defence.
He strikes me, I mentioned this to someone before filming, Chris, is the kind of manager who, having seen how much Liverpool rotated, because we obviously were filming this before they play at Atalanta, but you know, it wouldn't shock me if he actually deliberately rotated more, having seen how much Liverpool have rotated for that game. Like he feels to me like a manager who would tear up a plan because he's had a harebrained notion that this, you know, a reactionary kind of thing. But
The thing is, his plan is his plan, and we saw that in the two games against us last season. They're the best results he had against us in a season since, and against Klopp for a long, long time, going back to the time at Dortmund and Bayern. He goes back to how he normally plays, and that plays into our hands. So I'm with John. I think he plays exactly the same way, and he probably looks to see the game out for 70, 80 minutes and rolls the dice last 10, 20, if it's all going, if it's all going to plan. We saw what they did to us last season. They wanted the ball. They wouldn't let us play any. They didn't play anything through the middle of the park because they knew that we're good at winning the ball back in that centre of the park. They played using their fullbacks and their wingers really high and wide. They'll do exactly the same again. They won't leave the defence exposed, and they'll look for a moment of brilliance from Aguero or one of the forward players, or a magic moment. That's what they'll do against us. I fully expect that that's the case.
It's a very interesting. It's on a knife edge. I agree, but it's very borderline as to whether that's whether it's a sensible approach or not. Because I think a draw is a fine result for City, but it's not the result that it was last season.
The thing is, Paul. They can't win the league at Anfield, but they might lose it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why a draw is a good result, because it prolongs it.
Exactly, and that's my point, is that that's what I'm saying. I agree, but I think it's because of the points gap. I think it's closer to him. His thought might be more inclined to think.
But they came closer to a win last season than they've done for ages because they played that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only beauty for me is that Klopp has now seen them play that way.
Yeah.
He's had a year to think about how he overcomes it.
And I wonder whether what we saw, Ross, in the closing stages of the Community Shield, what we've seen in the closing stages of the Villa game, the Manchester United game, is that Liverpool might do something similar. You know, we'll go with what we know is Liverpool's strongest team. We'll go with a combative midfield, you know, Henderson, Wijnaldum, or Milner in there. And then we look to 15 minutes to go, Keita, Ox, Lallana, whatever, come onto the pitch. And all of a sudden, you've got all these lads and they're just looking to blow City away toward the back end.
Yeah, that lineup makes sense. But as a fan watching it, all these 2-1s last minute, things, I'd rather just go and get the game done and dusted. But it's not that simple against Manchester City, is it? But that's the beauty of having those options that we talked about before. And I think for this game, I think you've got to wait for the crowd to calm down, maybe for 10, 15 minutes, because I think players can get sucked up into that. And I think the crowd will probably be a standout in this game, much like the Champions League, because of what's riding on it. When we played them last season, we were behind at that point. We were ahead, weren't we? With the same this season, I've just been getting behind the players, calm it down, and then just play our normal way. I quite like the Liverpool this season of taking our time. I know I said it's hard, but waiting for those points to play the ball going forward and taking our time was 2 seasons ago. It was forced and rushed, and you can't do that against Man City.
Even Genk at the weekend, Paul, it's not just the first team squad that are taking the time. That first goal's a 20-pass move. The second goal's a 19-pass move.
Yeah.
You know, this is... And there were people behind me in the ground going, oh, it's too slow, it's too deliberate. Oh, hang on a minute, wait until the move's finished and then make your decision on whether it's too slow or too deliberate for me.
Yeah.
Because Liverpool now tire opponents out.
Yeah.
And if we're not winning in the first half, we're putting in groundwork for the second. And we've got to play the patience game. And whether we're going to be able to do that against Manchester City, that's the key issue for me, is going from a team that wins 75% of the ball every single week to a team that doesn't have 75% of the ball. And can you keep that patience when you don't feel like you've had the ball enough?
I think we're better at that now than we were last year.
As well, is that a draw will be fine for us.
Yeah.
You know, so that's like a fallback,
yeah.
You know, so we can relax.
I think the good thing about that is if City's game plan is defence first, and this is going to sound a bit odd, because like Man United did that, albeit it was away at Old Trafford, and that's obviously it's a different set of circumstances. We're at home, so we've got obviously more things going for us. I don't fear that as much, weirdly. If they're picking 2 from 3 from Stones, Otamendi, Fernandinho, because Man United, I mean, if nothing, Maguire's probably not worth the money they spent on him. But if you're limited to a situation where you're lumping balls into the box and throwing crosses in, I think Maguire's a better defender in those situations than I think they.
I'll give you a Liverpool example. We talked a lot last season about horses for courses and what type of a game Lovren backs the wall defending. Their defenders aren't backs-of-the-wall defenders. They haven't got a defender like that who's used to doing that. So they're playing a game that's unnatural to them as well. And Listen, I don't think they are going to sit back, by the way, and defend, because I think what Manchester City's defence is 11 players, just like Liverpool's. Yeah. I don't think it's as simple and cut and dry as the back four shit, therefore their defence is shit.
Yeah.
Their team are the best pressers of the ball and winning the ball back before the other team gets an attack. They're absolutely superb at it. They'll still have all those players available to
them. There's a sneaky thing here that I'm kind... Part of me's kind of hoping Rodri's back because he won't be fully at it in terms of match sharpness and what have you. He's not exactly... certainly for City, but he's not... I don't think they're fully 100% versed in him being in that position either. I'd actually be... more concerned if they move Fernandinho back into the DM for this one and they go with Otamendi and Stones potentially, because Fernandinho's unbelievable, and you in those games he's never had a bad game against us. Whereas I don't know, it's you're looking for small chinks in the armour, aren't you, with Manchester City? There is no flaw to Manchester City, there is no great exploit, but it's all lost in small percentages. So I mean, again, I'm talking about a double edged sword. Actually, would I prefer Otamendi and Stones as a defensive partnership? I was actually really annoyed when they lost, when they ended up losing. Was it Stones? I think was out for a while immediately after the Laporte injury and what have you. But it's fascinating. Well, let's talk about Liverpool, Chris.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oxlade-Chamberlain?
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be in contention for the start.
I'd start him. I really would. And I hope that's the reason he was withdrawn on about 70, to be honest with you. I think for me, it's Fabinho, it's Wijnaldum and Oxlade-Chamberlain. They're the three guys that are in form. I'm not basing it on anything else. Mm-hmm. I'm basing it on form. And I don't think Henderson's in as good form as Ox, even though Ox is coming back from injury. I think Wijnaldum's in better form than any of the other midfielders, and mm-hmm. you're getting a level of consistency out of him. And Fabinho, well, he's guaranteed to start, isn't he, young, after Villa.
We've just had the conversation about Pep dad and how where his mind's at with this because of the gap. Again, Jurgen Klopp will be, it's the same, but it's just on the other end of the spectrum. He'll be aware that a draw is an absolutely fine result. He'll be aware that a defeat doesn't kill you off, but psychologically it's damaging. But he'll also be aware that if you get a win here, then I'm not saying it's league done because there's a hell of a lot of football still to be played. But again, psychologically, when you look at City's run in December, which I'll talk about in a second, that is a hammer blow.
Well, he'll know we got beat at City last year, and that was really important in terms of the league. So we'll see that winning at Anfield could be really significant over the fullness of the season.
Yeah.
Not this week, because a draw is fine for us, as I said before. You know, 6-point gap, fine. But to actually beat them and go to 9, you know, in the fullness of the whole season might be really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure about whether he'd play Ox. I'd quite like him to, because I think if they're trying not to concede goals, then they're more likely to concede them if Ox is on the pitch. But I still think Klopp is a bit conservative, and I do wonder whether, you know, his tried and trusted, you know, war horses, you know, Henderson, Fabinho and Wijnaldum might be the way he goes.
Yeah,
I think you're right. I think that will be the way that he goes.
Yeah.
Think back to those games last season, you know, and the season prior. Henderson was so important in marshalling Sane with Trent Alexander-Arnold that I don't think Ox does that. If they are attacking that, you know, I know Sane's obviously not available, but they've got other players who do just as good a job.
It depends on the game, doesn't it? Because I think this data, which you'll know better than I, of course, but your front foot, if you're counter pressing, you want Ox because he's the best out of our midfield at doing that when he's fully fit. But it depends whether that is therefore the game for him. It depends if City sit in and we're looking to, not necessarily that they will. You can make a case that Oxlade Chamberlain's there because he's a difference maker. We've seen it in the games that he scored. That is he primed? Is he probably as primed and ready as he's been since Man City? You know, in the Champions League a couple of seasons ago to have that kind of impact. But I'd err on what you, Dad, the conservatism often gets overlooked. I don't know how last season's has impacted him, Ross, because he might just think, I trusted last season at City, we're going to drop the point elsewhere.
And I can't,
yeah, exactly. I might have to just put my faith in us and winning this game as being the deciding factor.
Yeah, I'm with John and Chris. I think it's that three. I'd love Chamberlain to start this game because of the form that he's in and going forward. He provides that attacking threat. But I also think that it'd be that three because of how we want to play. You know, Trent's in some of the best form he's ever been at Liverpool. And him and Robbo are our attacking threats, our creativity. That's what we do. So you've got Genie and Hendo to drop in those positions when they go forward. That's important. When you're coming up against, you know, the Silvers, De Bruyne, Sterling, Aguero and all them, I think you do need to be conservative and think about those as well. Mm-hmm. But also about how we're going to attack them. And our attacking threats are our fullbacks.
Yeah.
What does everybody think about the significance of Salah playing nearly a full game? Or did he play the full game against Genk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the significance there?
Because he hasn't trained.
Because
he's
not been training. Yeah. He's had stuff drained from his ankle, hasn't he?
It's not an injury.
No,
it's
but
a, it's
still.
It's a non-injury, but he does need fluid draining.
But still, my question, John, would be.
No, I accept.
Why Mane and Firmino get the night off and not the lad who's carrying something?
Yeah, I understand that. It's a bit of a mystery.
Maybe because he's not training. Maybe a few days rest.
You've got to keep him going.
My theory on this is, I don't know whether we talked about this on the match reactions. I think it's because Salah's not going to be 100%. He's going to play, I think, because I think he's carrying something. But obviously, as I say, he's able to play through it. And I think you've got to have Salah on the pitch, but you're probably only getting a 75% Mo Salah because whether it's not training or whatever. So you need your best, brightest, and most intense team you can have for this game. So the only option is to make sure Firmino and Mane are as fit as they possibly can be for this game because they're going to have to be at 100%. Because if Salah can only be at best 75%, I think that's why they've done it because you rest Salah, he's no better for. Maybe the thought is he's not significantly better for having not played the midweek game. Whereas Mane and Firmino, Mane's our best player at the moment. You want him. You want to make sure him first and foremost is the best he can be.
It makes perfect sense, to be honest with you.
Salah looked all right last night to me. Well, I mean, besides not passing the ball five times when he should have done and trying to take on three men, well, it just shows he's full of confidence again, doesn't it? He's still got an assist.
He does have a presence, doesn't he? That,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Teams have to play with him in mind, whether they think he's fit or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was saying this to you last night. Every time he picks the ball up, whenever he loses it, there's three men around him.
Yeah.
That's why there's passes on, because there's three men around him. And that's whether he's 100% or whether he's 75%, teams will have to account for him.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're going to pick up on the preferred 11 after the break. But before we do, go over and check out. We've done the Final Word Show for free on a Mondays, but the midweek, whether that's the there's going to be plenty of midweek games coming up, isn't there? Some including twice in a week. Midweek Final Words on the RedmenTV.com or on the RedmenTV.com. So here's a little clip from the Genk Final Word.
Don't forget that for teams playing against this Liverpool team, we bring out the absolute best in them.
Yeah.
Across the board, if you want anything from a game against Liverpool right now, you have to be at your absolute best. You have to be so switched on. You have to be so organised. As soon as you lose the ball, you have to get back in your formation. Yeah. There's absolutely no question because we will punish you.
Yeah.
So don't. So all the teams that we're coming up against, you know, I thought there was a lot of similarities in you know, the Villa game last night in terms of how the opposition set up, really compact. At, you know, everyone's right in the middle all the time going, you're not going to get through us.
Yeah.
At some points last night, there was 11 behind the ball for huge parts of the game. That's really difficult. So I think, yes, on the one hand, we'd like to see more goals from Mo Salah. We'd like to see, you know, our centre-forwards, you know, chipping in a bit more. But also, they're coming up against squads and teams that just won't allow that to happen.
Yeah.
It's not that we've been figured out. It's just that they've got no choice.
Yes, there you go. Head to theredmentv.com. Sign up. It's completely free for the first month. And you get, as I say, the midweek final words. You get the stats and tactics. You get the Reds News Roundup. You get a whole host of amazing
It's about 30 hours of free content for the first month. And then if you like that 30 hours of free content, all you have to do is pay £5 for it on a monthly basis. If you don't like it after your 30 hours of free entertainment, then don't pay. It's sound.
There you go. Chris Pajak, king of the promotion. No shit. No flounce. If you want it, have it. If you don't. Anyway.
4 minutes.
Yeah, 4 minutes. Do we reckon, Dad, I think we've largely settled on the team. If Salah's fit to start this one, I think he starts this one, even if he's a doubt and not at 100%. No surprises then. I don't think Kate has done enough to play his way into contention here. No. I think it's going to be, the big decisions are going to be, is it Ox or Lovren? Is it Gomez or Lovren, or is it Ox or Hendo? I think they're the two big decisions.
I think you'll go with Lovren. I'd rather myself have the speed of Gomez on, but I don't think he's quite 100% himself yet. And if you're a defender, you need to be on your game, don't you? So you'll probably go with Lovren.
What are you doing in there? Lovren? Gomez?
I don't know. I just don't know. I've got nothing against Lovren. I think he's been fine.
Yeah.
But is that enough when you're playing Manchester City? Joe Gomez, I thought, was okay last night. Maybe lacking game time, confidence. But then he's got the pace, as John says. I'll probably tend to go with Gomez.
I think Lovren, Chris, has taken his opportunities this season better than Gomez has. And there was nothing wrong with Gomez in midweek, by the way. But it wasn't the game for him to truly shine. I didn't walk away from it and go, what a look at this talent we've got here. And we know what Joe Gomez can do. He just hasn't been able to do it enough so far.
No, he hasn't, unfortunately. And listen, that'll come with game time. With this game, and my preferred 11, though, I'm doing something I've not done for a long time, and I'm picking back up my 4-2-3-1 in this game.
Okay.
And I'm playing Fabinho alongside Wijnaldum as my two-man midfield. I'm playing Ox in the 10 behind Firmino, Salah and Mane.
Ooh.
And I'm going, lads, if you want to play wide and you think you can get behind Trent and behind Robertson, I've got my two DMs to do that job. And I'm going to say, you sit on, whether it's Rodri, whether it's Fernandinho, Oxlade-Chamberlain, you occupy them, free up Bobby to run circles around them, and that's my game plan for City.
It allows you to City, right, in that regard, City go, well, yeah, all the attacking comes from Liverpool's high fullbacks, and we go, no, it's like, we won't push the fullbacks on. We'll let our front four effectively do most of the work.
Or, you know, hopefully the idea is that Fabinho and Wijnaldum, when the fullbacks do go, are already in situ. There's no space behind them if they do bomb on. I just think it gives us options. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Did you pick Lovren or Gomez then?
I didn't. Because I don't want the fume in the comments, because I'd pick Lovren.
Yeah. Dude, I think with Gomez, he's quite unfortunate, because he played the Arsenal game and he had two youngsters either side of him. And I think he largely got the portion of blame for some of the goals, because he was the leader at the back and he had two kids who he hadn't played with before and a goalkeeper that he hadn't played with before.
It goes back to the whole thing, though. The beauty of the situation that we're in is that you can start Naby Keita, you can start Ox, you can start Origi, you can start Lallana, you can start Gomez, you can start Lovren, and there's players who we might think might be better or whatever, if only. There's players who we might feel are offer margins here or there and whatever. But, you know, again, the options, Pep Guardiola will be tearing his non-hair out all week trying to figure out what exactly they're going to do. And I'm really, really excited for that. Not nervous in any way, shape or form. Score predictions, Ross, what do you think?
2-1 to Liverpool, because Martin Atkinson's not in charge of this game anymore. It's Michael Oliver.
Ref watch. Michael Oliver. Everyone's been going, like, everyone's been celebrating.
He's
going to
have a terrible game. He's going to have a terrible game. Too much celebration of a referee.
Yeah, absolutely. Dad, what do you think?
Fernandinho sent off Liverpool 5-0.
Oh, Charlie.
Good, Chris. Who always picks the same score as my dad.
Cannot pick the same score as your dad today. 3-2 to Liverpool.
Okay.
I was... You still got your 5 goals, John.
I was tempted
to go... You
just might
not live through the entire game.
I was tempted to go for
a... goal in the last minute.
Yeah.
98th minute.
I was going to go a tight 1-0 on this one, but I'm emboldened by my dad's boldness, and I'm going to say 3-0. To Liverpool.
Can't keep a clean sheet at the minute, though, can we?
Exactly.
Is it eight on the bounce we've conceded in?
Yeah. Right, let me know your starting 11, preferred starting 11s in the comment section underneath. Ball by tweeting at the Redmen TV. Score predictions as well. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. If you want to know a little bit more about the situation regarding the Club World Cup and the Carabao Cup teams, we've done a special on that. That's on the channel. You can go check that out. Other than that, thank you very much, gents. It's been a pleasure. Fingers and toes crossed. Let the excitement bubble under and build. And the arses go.
If you need me, I'll be in the other room in the fetal position until your pants Sunday out. 4:30.
see it all post-match. Ta-da.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.